I'm big on feedback. One of the main things that I do is crowdsourcing for my content. So it's like, hey, you listened to this. What did you like? What would you love to hear differently? So that's something that has worked for me.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, my friends? I am recording this quick disclaimer, not in my studio, and it's around the holidays. The kids are playing in the background. They're out of school. And I wanted to just let you know that episodes 132, 134, 136, 138, 140, and 142 are all going to be interview episodes. Instead of recording solo episodes around the holidays, I'm going to go ahead and keep giving you 4 episodes a week for now. But I'm going to have some of the previous recorded episodes that have never aired quite yet play through for episodes 132 to 142. So anyway, I hope you're having a great holiday if you're listening to this around the holidays. And I would say spend some time with your family. But if you ever are going to do something like what I'm doing now, just let your audience know. Just let your listener know. Now let's jump into an interview episode. Thanks.
And we're back with another episode of the podcast on podcasting. And we are going to be talking lots of P's today because we have Tomi Popula from Miss P Speaks. So get your pop filter on because those plosives are going wild with Miss Tomi Popula from Miss P Speaks. It's your host, Adam A. Adams, and I'm stoked to introduce Tomi to you today. You're going to love her accent, originally from, I think it's Nigeria. I hope I'm saying it right. Perfect. Mm-hmm. But now you're out in Atlanta. You're a realtor, which is cool. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of experience in the real estate industry as well. So we may get there. Who knows? I really want to just talk about your journey through podcasting, what you've done, what you haven't done. And I think it's amazing that when I look at your podcast and I see the number of social proof with your show, with 100 and something, I might even be cutting it short, 100 and something 5-star ratings and reviews, written reviews, you got a loyal listener base and there's got to be a reason why. And so I want to extract that from you, what you're doing differently. And I can say, based on some of what I'm reading in your bio, Tomi, is that it comes down to you being willing to be your actual, vulnerable, honest and open, genuine self.
Yes.
I found like if you're not doing that, or obviously you would always do that, but if the listener is like, well, I got to be perfect. I can't make any mistakes. I don't want to say anything wrong. I don't want whatever it is. And we're trying to pretend like we've achieved something, or we're trying to pretend like we are a certain amount of eloquent, which Adam Adams obviously is not. Once we have those times where we're just pretending, I believe it's just so difficult for your listener to actually resonate with you. Definitely. And with you, you found a way to just be okay, to be loyal to the version of you that you know, and not to think about your podcast, like not being like, I don't care if you judge me about the podcast because I'm me, I'm real, I'm raw, and I'm here and I'm showing up. Her podcast again is Miss P Speaks Podcast. All right.
You know, it's so funny. You're the first person that doesn't stumble on it. People say it's like a tongue twister when they try to say it.
My own name is a tongue twister. Adam Abel Adams. No, try to say that, Tomi.
Adam Abel Adams. Adam Abel Adams.
Most people, they either say Abum or they say like Adol, or they'll put an S on the first one. Adams, or it's just, I don't know. I can say it just fine, but I get that. So with you and your podcast, it is more of a personal journey style podcast, which what does that mean? What is a personal journey style podcast for the listeners?
It's really just sharing your experiences. It's like having a diary, pretty much, where you just talk about stuff. So basically for me, I started podcasting as therapy because I had been going through a depressive phase. And at therapy, my therapist is like, you need to journal your thoughts. I'm very lazy when it comes to writing. Like many times I write, I can't even read what I wrote. And to sit there and just type and then a notification comes in, I get super distracted. So podcasting was like the next thing for me. And I found that sharing these stories, I was able to find other people that could relate to the things that I had been through, relate to the things that I was going through. And it's like, okay, well, you're not alone in this. And then the other people are like, oh, wow. So I'm not the only one going through this. And just staying my authentic self, I have moments where I like choke up while I'm recording and saying something, but I will cut the tears out because I'm an ugly crier. So you guys cannot hear me cry, but you will hear the choking up a little bit and just being like truly authentic to my experiences and just being able to share that with other people to let them know you're not alone. It's okay to be silly. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to be serious and be a mix of everything at once. So
I love that. I really do. I resonate with it and I enjoy the way that you explain it. And I'm wondering because my listener and me personally, probably most of us, we have more of a business related podcast. I want to give you just a quick about my show, just to be vulnerable and transparent, and I might shed some tears. I probably won't this time, but anyway, my podcast is more focused on helping podcasters become better podcasters. And one of the main reasons that I host this podcast is A, because it's my business and I'm good at it. I feel like I can add value and help other people grow their brand, regardless if they hire me. Two, I want to do more business. Like, I have to be completely honest. I host my podcast so that it's a funnel toward making my whole business make more money. And I'm okay with that personally, and I want to support other people that have business-related podcasts so that they have a way of making that part of the reason why they're breaking six figures or seven figures this year. Your podcast style might be a little bit different, and so I want to explore that for a minute. It may not be a business podcast. It's a personal journey style podcast. It was started, as you stated, because you were going through some stuff and you, instead of journaling on paper, which I wouldn't do either, I wouldn't have the time to sit there and try to write. My brain would go way too fast for my hand. Absolutely.
Yeah.
With you, you decided to just get your story out. I'm wondering, your business is as a real estate agent. You're a licensed realtor with the Association of Realtors, which is a higher caliber of just real estate agent that is held to higher standards, et cetera, out in Atlanta. Does your podcast build into your business or is it for a completely different reason?
It's for a completely different reason. I separate. So even though it's like personal experiences, somehow I separate my life from my podcast. I know it seems like it doesn't make sense, but it's like, I'm sharing experiences, but I'm not personalizing those experiences. And that's why I always say, be loyal to the version of me that you know. So I can be on my show talking about, oh, if I see someone that would do something to me, this is what I would do. And then the next day, I'm all in a suit, trying to show you a house, looking calm as possible, and not being that person that would actually do something to someone that speaks to me a certain way. Because as a realtor, you meet different people. And the way I will speak to someone that is not trying to pay me a commission is different from the way I will speak to someone that I'm just vibing with. So, which is why I'm like, be loyal to the version of me that you know. So when you see me in my professional state, be loyal to that version of me, because I will wear different hats. And my hat in the professional world is different from my hat as a podcaster. I'm like Clark Kent and Superman. So, yeah, I can be different. So, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Very interesting. So, I got kind of thrown for a loop with what you said. Like, surprised. And it wasn't the response that I was expecting. What I was like thinking in my head is, you've got your podcast, and in a way it shows who you really are so that you can make money as a realtor. I was wrong there. Additionally, which really surprised me is I misunderstood, be loyal to the version of me that you know within as a real estate agent and a podcaster. I was expecting it to be like, you've always got to be friendly and vulnerable and even bubbly. You have a pretty friendly personality.
Thank you.
And you mentioned that it's a little bit different maybe in business. So could we explore that a little bit more and just go into depth so I can understand and our listener can understand like clearly what does she mean and how does it relate to me in my business?
Okay. So how I think of me as a podcaster is when you go to happy hour with your friends after work. So even though you're with your coworkers, you don't still have your tie up to your neck and stay all respond to things that are said with best regards. It's like, yo, I'll see you, that type of thing. So that's pretty much where it is for me. I feel like my podcast is where I'm able to let my hair down and loosen up a bit. So that's how I draw the line. And regardless of anything, we are true to who we are as people. So even in my professional setting, you will still meet this bubbly person. You will still meet me smiling, regardless of whatever the situation is. You will still meet me coming to you and having these conversations about anything with just that joy and bubble in it. But with my podcast, it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to be giving you terms and things like that. I'm just being authentic to the, let me say, layman, just the regular person down the road. Like, I'm your girl next door that you can just have. I want every conversation to feel like you're listening to your best friend tell you a story. So that's what the podcast is for me, as against my professional life.
Thank you for clarifying. Yeah. Thank you for doing that. So out of curiosity, on your podcast, cussing or no cussing?
Depends on the mood.
It depends on the mood. All right. And are you careful to mark it with an E for explicit language if it has like a swear word in it?
Definitely. I'm very particular about that because I have a son and my son is like, oh, my mom is a podcaster. And then he listens to my episodes sometimes. So I'm just like, okay, before he goes and shares it with his friends in school. And then I'm like, I'm like, okay, let me calm down.
Yeah.
And then I have to make sure that I mark everything. And also if we're ever looking to like monetize and do different things, I'm certain about, okay, these are the episodes I can share with people because I wasn't talking about how I would do this to somebody that did that to me or just whatever. So things like that. It's very important to put that disclaimer, if you will call it that.
I got a lot from that. And one thing I'm thinking about, like with you and your podcast, one of the themes sounds like you're saying that you need to be you, who you are, let your hair down, act as if you're with your girls, happy hour, for example. And for a lot of us, when we're at happy hour or drinking or whatever, and just out with just our friends, and we don't have to be professional, we're not being a real estate agent or whatever, a lot of us have a different type of language. And so that's one of the reasons why I asked you is just to understand how much are you letting your hair down on your podcast? I've heard a lot of people say if somebody cusses or swears or whatever, if somebody does that, then automatically it pulls you into them because you feel like they're more honest. It's a weird thing, right? But some people, they're like, oh, okay, well, he's swearing or she just said the F word. So like, I can trust her. She's real and raw and authentic.
Yeah, it's the rawness of the emotion that makes you just blurt it out.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Personally, I'm not a very vulgar, if that's the word to use. I don't cuss a lot. And sometimes if people are around me cussing, I'm like, oh, a lot, because sometimes it's a lot. But then Now, driving on the streets of Atlanta, it's like crazy. You meet someone that cuts you off and then you're like, are you bleep, 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 bleep.
Yeah.
There's that. Or maybe someone does something and then you're like, oh, that was bleep and stuff like that. So yes, there's that. But I'm not going to, it's not my personality to bleep, 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 bleep all through. So I guess it also boils down to the person that you are and staying authentic to that person that you are. So that's it with that.
That's good. Yeah, and I'm all with you. And actually, I have a lot in my experience that's very similar. I grew up in a conservative state and cussing was kind of unheard of. When I was like in junior high, I thought I was cool. I tried to use all of the words. And then by the time I had my children, I've got a couple of boys. And by the time I had the children, I was like censoring myself all the way and saying shiz instead of a different word or freak instead of a different word. And that became a big part of me. And so it's not even that normal for me to cuss, but when it happens on the show, I try to just let it happen. But as you said, you always mark it with an E. Mm-hmm. I do the same thing. I do that because I've heard of people who literally got their whole show taken off of iTunes because they just let one slip and iTunes found out and they pulled the entire show and it became a nightmare for them. And I never want that to happen. So I have a team of like my virtual assistants work to edit my podcast. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things that they do is try to find those times if there's any S word or any H word, then they'll mark that off automatically so that we don't get it taken down. Do you edit your own show or do you have like somebody else editing it for you?
I do post-production, pre-production, main production, promotion. All of that is on me.
Wow. And you've really grown this. So you're doing what you're doing is working. And frankly, it doesn't work for everybody. So you must be doing something a little bit differently. I'd like to ask you a two-part question. What do you think that it is that you've done that made you so successful? Because your podcast really is crushing it. Like you're easily in the top 0.5% based on your ratings and reviews. I know very well because I guarantee top 1% results for my clients and you're already there. But what did you do that you think made your podcast work the way that it did? And then if you could do anything differently, if you like redid it, what would you do different?
Okay. First thing I did was shamelessly promote myself. Sorry. One thing I did was anybody I meet is like, oh yeah, I have a podcast. Here, let me look for it on your phone if you don't know how to find it. Do you know the podcast app on your phone? Here, let me find it for you. They listen to it and then boom, they love it. Another thing I did was join communities for podcasters all around Facebook, Slack, Twitter, everywhere possible that I could join a community for podcasters. I made sure to do that. I was also constantly developing myself and I'm big on feedback. One of the main things that I do is crowdsourcing for my content. So it's like, hey, you listen to this. What did you like? What would you love to hear differently? So that's something that has worked for me to make my audience feel like they're a part of my production and what it is that I'm doing. That is like the number one thing that has worked greatly for me. If there's anything that I could have done differently, it will be just staying consistent. There was a time I took a 6-month break just because I was tired. I forgot my why I decided to start podcasting. And I focused too much on the numbers. And I'm like, oh, it's not doing as well as I thought it would. So instead of focusing on the why I was podcasting, I focused on numbers. And that just set me back because I was like, well, it's not working. I'm done. And I waited for a few months. And then people were like, are you okay? We haven't heard anything from you. And then boom, I came back. And I tried my best to stay consistent. And that has worked greatly for me.
How often is consistent for you? What is the definition of consistent?
So I put out episodes bi-weekly. every other Friday. Well, depending on the season, I changed the dates that I put it out. So for season 4, it was every Tuesday, but this new season is every other Friday. And when I have like bonus series, I just find a day in between to put it, or I put it as I please.
Love it. So I've got 4 takeaways for things that you think that you did well and kind of why the podcast probably is where it is, and a couple things that you might be doing differently. And I will say that as part of the 4 that you mentioned, I will mention a 5th one as well. So here we go. Number 1, shameless promotion. Shameless promotion. So you stayed in front of people. You reached out anywhere and everywhere that you could.
Yeah.
Number 2, you actually grabbed people's phones and subscribed to the show. And you probably did what I did once or 5 times. is you subscribe and then you hurry and give the 5-star rating. You just give it a 5-star and then you hand it to them.
I want it to be real.
I've done that. I've done that several times. I've been like, here, I'll show you how to do it. And I subscribe to it. And then I click the 5-star and then I hand it to them.
I don't do that because I personally believe that.
So you're saying Adam doesn't have any integrity.
Not bad.
Front of my listener, you're going to say.
Okay, so let me tell you my biggest thing with podcasting. I believe your podcast is not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah.
So just let them have a taste. If they like it, they'll keep drinking. If they don't, they'll push the cup away. So that's it. I like building organic listeners.
Yeah.
That's it for me. So it's like, here, look at it. If you like it, here, that's the subscribe and leave me a rating. So I'm not calling you out.
That's cool. Number 3 was you would join like Facebook communities and you kind of get part of all of those communities. Number 4, you mentioned that you really make the audience, your listener, part of your journey, part of your process. You ask them, what should I do on my next podcast? What do you want to hear? Hey, what are you struggling with in this realm? All sorts of ideas to make the listener feel like they're really part of that podcast. Because when they do, they're more likely to become a fanatic fan. I don't know if you can even say fanatic fan. I don't know if you're allowed to say that, but I'm going to do it because you called me out. So I'm going to say fanatic fan right now. And the 5th one, Tomi, that probably helped you is just being yourself, like being your genuine, authentic self, letting your hair down, acting like you're out with the girls, crying when you want to cry, hiding the tears because we all look ugly when we cry. And I'm sure you look a lot less ugly when you cry than I do. I probably look absolutely hideous. It's the only reason I don't want to cry. Sometimes it feels good when you're done crying. Sometimes you're like, oh, I'm so glad I had that cry. But you just don't want anyone to see you because you just look so bad. Or I do. And then the 2 things that you mentioned for what you might do a little bit differently, like if you started this whole thing over again, is A, it's all about consistency. You took a 6-month break. If you started all over again, you might do your best to not have to take that 6-month break. You mentioned that you had a few listeners reaching out to you asking what's going on. Are you okay? Like, I haven't heard another episode from you. And I totally get that. I once went, I don't remember, a month or something without, and I just got so busy and everybody's like, what's going on? I didn't hear one. That will slap you in the head. Like more than anything else, when your listener is like, you didn't even know you had a listener. And then they're like, yo, I haven't heard an episode. Is something wrong with your Apple account? Did you get taken down? Did you die? It's like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I've got to get with the program and start doing this. So number 1 out of things that you would change is you'd just be a little bit more consistent from the get-go and maybe not take a 6-month break and hurt the feelings of your listener. And I hope that for our listener, who's also a podcaster, I hope that they're like, man, I didn't realize that. And if you're listening and you're about to start a podcast or you have a podcast and you're thinking about taking a break, you haven't yet experienced what it's like for your listener to reach out to you. Yes, it feels good. You're like, oh, that's so cool. I didn't even know. I don't want you to experience that. I just want you to learn from what Tomi and I have experienced in the past where we've neglected it and our people are like, WTF, you know, what's going on here? So don't take those breaks. And then you also mentioned the other thing that you would have tried not to do is you kind of neglected your why. You kind of forgot what your why was. You kind of stopped, in a way, maybe holding true to the reason behind the podcast in the first place, mm-hmm. kind of getting maybe caught up in the numbers. And mm-hmm. and that, I'm personally caught up in the numbers. I like metrics and I like KPIs and I like tracking mm-hmm. growth. But it's so important that we don't get all caught up in that. Mm-hmm. Even if we look at it, it can't be the first reason why we're doing the podcast. We got to be thinking, even though KPIs are important, and even though we have to have listeners in order to have a show, really,
yeah,
it's important that we can focus first on adding value, doing what we said we would do regardless mm-hmm. of. Like I started this meetup group, Tomi, in 2016, or I think, yeah, 2016, I started this meetup group, and there was only one thing that I said about consistency and focus, right? And it was just like, I have to show up to this meetup every single week on Thursday, except for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, I skip it. Every other one, I'm there. I have to show up to this meetup for at least one full year, 51 times, or else it's pointless to even do it. And I remember just like, trying my best to not think about how many people are there and just think about following through with the commitment that I had in the beginning. And with your show, it's a personal journey style show. You had a commitment in the beginning of being yourself, showing up bi-weekly. And as you do that, the show tends to grow and you're getting remarkable results. Mm-hmm. And I have to say one thing. I basically beat it into my listener that you have to do at least weekly or else you won't have success.
Mm.
You've proven me wrong today because you're doing bi-weekly and your show has remarkable success with organic listeners instead of five-star rating your own, like I did. It's been remarkable. So what I'm going to do here is we're going to take just a quick break for our sponsor. And when we get back, I'm just going to share a little bit of my takeaways for the episode. And then I'm going to ask you, Tomi, what is the number one advice that you want to pour into a listener who is a brand new podcaster? We'll be right back. Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show. And we're back with this episode with Tomi Popola. No, I knew I was going to say it wrong. Popola?
Yep.
Finally. We'll just leave that in because sometimes there's names that are hard to pronounce, like Adam Adams. There's just crazy names like that where we're like, wait a second. Actually, I was on the phone. I was booking a trip to Hawaii last night. Well, frankly, you could say this morning. It was past 2 a.m. And as I was booking it, one of the people were like, okay, what's your first name again? I said, Adam. And they're like, okay, Adam, what's your last name then? It's Adams. No, your last name, sir. It's Adams. Sir, your last name is Adams? Yes. Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought Adam was your first name. What's your first name? That's why I was up until past 2 o'clock in the morning. I actually didn't go to bed till 4 o'clock because I was stressed about no one can pronounce my name. And here you have an easy name like Tomi Popola, and everyone can pronounce it. And I have this shitty name.
Oh, no, you now we have to mark it as E.
All right, so let's jump in. I've learned so much from you. One of my favorite things is actually just being yourself. And mm-hmm. if the listener could only take away one thing from this whole entire episode, it is to let your hair down and go and have a happy hour on your podcast.
Yep.
Second thing that I would say is cussing versus non-cussing. We had some interesting, we didn't even cuss until the very end. And now we have to mark the whole thing as E. That's all good. And then you talked about being willing to promote yourself, grab mm-hmm. people's phones, join communities, make the audience feel like they're part of the whole process. That's huge. You also talked about what happened when you didn't stay consistent, and additionally talking about how you kind of forgot your why when you were caught up more in the numbers versus mm-hmm. doing what you said you would do. A lot of really good takeaways. What is Miss Tomi, Miss P from Miss P yeah. Speaks? I'm just going to say Miss P. No wonder you called your podcast Miss P, because you probably knew that I was going to come along and I was going to have a hard time with your name. So Miss P, there it is. Miss P, what's your best advice to a new podcaster?
I would say that anything that you feel, whether you're losing inspiration, you're not feeling motivated, someone else has felt that. There's nothing new with the feelings that you feel that are discouraging when you're podcasting. There's nothing new with it. So just talk to somebody. Have people that give you genuine, authentic feedback. Speak to them. Let them know how you're feeling in that moment. And you'd be surprised how many people are rooting for you.
My sweetheart gave me some website about like embracing that feeling. You mentioned, Tomi, that like nothing that we feel about our podcast is a new feeling. Others have felt it. We felt it in our lives before. And with kind of tying this in to something that I'm learning from you right now with what my sweetheart also said is like, you've got to just go through that suck and mm-hmm. be okay with on the other side. I also liked how you mentioned have somebody to talk to, but even if you don't have somebody to talk to, like know that this isn't a new feeling and also know that it will pass. Definitely. And so like you can get through it. You can have a podcast and like, you're not alone. It might feel shitty right now today, but Tomi's felt it, Adam's felt it, and your other favorite podcaster has felt it as well.
Definitely.
So just to the listener, if you've listened into a lot of podcasts, I frequently will ask you to do this one thing for me, for yourself, and for Tomi, our guest today, who generously jumped in simply to add value to you today. And what I would ask is, if you got any value from her and through this episode today, you probably get a lot more by joining her on Miss P Speaks, the podcast, Miss P, the letter P Speaks. And I would be super honored and just humbled as well if you jump over, you give her an honest rating and a review, whichever one that she deserves after listening to one or two episodes. Mm-hmm. That would tickle my heart. Pink or purple or gray. No, not gray. Gray not would not gray. Be good. Yellow. It will tickle my heart a certain good color, which I can't think of yet, but it's going to do it that color. And it's going to be awesome mm-hmm. when you jump over to Miss P Speaks, give her an honest rating interview. I'd be super honored. And even let her know that you heard about her here, even though she already has thousands and thousands more listeners than we do.
I'm always open to
she might need
more
one more person. So yes. Be that person and be the change that you want to see. Also, when you come on my show and when it's your turn to be interviewed on my show, then I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to invite people to jump over to your show as well. So if you mm-hmm. do it now and be that change, you're going to probably get more results when you come on my show as well. Because my main goal is to add value to you today. I want to add value to what Tomi's doing because mm-hmm. I have so much gratitude for her jumping in and sharing the pros and the cons and all the takeaways. And I've said this before, if you're thinking like you want to start a podcast or grow a podcast, you don't really know what to do, you might need a little bit of help. My team does that. We help several other podcasters just like you get into the next level by doing all their post-production, mm-hmm. creating their show notes, creating their titles, publishing it, even creating marketing materials. We email it to your guest for you. So we do it all for you. And if you need help with that, then I invite you, because this is a business podcast, I invite you to just schedule a call with me. Go to growyourshow.com. You'll see a little button and you can schedule a free strategy session with me. Tomi, thank you for jumping in. I hope you get even just one listener and he or she is willing to give you that rating and review. And also, mm-hmm. I cross my fingers that it's a 5-star, but as long as it's honest, we're good, right?
Well, I will cry if I get my first 1-star from you. And I will find you.
Uh-oh. All right. You heard it here first. She will cry, but she won't show you her face when she cries. So don't even worry. Mm-hmm. She's only going to cut that part out. You'll hear the tears, but you won't have to see the face. Right, Tomi?
Yes, that is very correct. Thank you so much, Adam, for it.
Tomi, thank you. It was fun hanging out with you. I appreciate you just letting your hair down with me like we're hanging out, having a glass of martini.
I'm drinking water.
Drinking water. It looks like a martini. It's just a big, giant martini. Weird glass. All right. Thanks for coming on. I'm going to let you go.
Thank you for having me.
Grow your show, grow your influence, grow your impact, and grow your wealth. This episode's brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.